Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is All Relations United Board Co-Director Brian Brewer of the Oglala Lakota Tribe in South Dakota and the former president of the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in South Dakota. He is also a Vietnam combat veteran and Purple Heart recipient. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Well, thank you very much. You know, I've really been looking forward to being on your show, and I really appreciate this.
You're welcome. Earlier this year, the City of Las Cruces proclaimed March 15th, 2021, as Honoring Our Deported Veterans Day. What does this mean to All Relations United?
We didn't know about the deported veterans until I read something about them and I contacted them. And most of the people are not aware of the deported veterans. I know all of the veterans up in South Dakota, everywhere that I've met, they don't know anything about the deported veterans. And they're really surprised. But every time we talk with people, they are not aware of what has happened to our veterans and how the U.S. has treated them and sent them back to their country.
Explain why they were deported, and when did they start getting deported?
Well, we have some people have been deported for over 20 years. Some of the gentlemen there, I met a couple of them that were in Vietnam the same time I was, and they've been deported over 20 years ago. So, and then we have some that have just been deported, you know, some of the Iraq veterans, the Afghanistan veterans, they have been deported also. They have been deported for various reasons. It can be from trying to purchase drugs to a DUI to things like that. The thing is, I think a lot of people don't realize is that when you come back from war, you come back with a lot of different things. You're not the best people when you return from war. You have PTSD. You come back with, you know, with some of the things, you know, you're addicted to, you know. So we come back, and sometimes we should be given help, but we're not. And this is what happened to a lot of our deported veterans. They made some bad decisions. They got in trouble, and they were sent back. Whereas us, the citizens, we don't have to worry about anything like that. We can go to treatment or things like that. But our deported veterans, they don't have that luxury, and they get the really raw end of the whole deal.
Well, they're not citizens of the United States. They weren't citizens when they joined the military. Did they join with an assumption that they would become citizens when they left service?
A lot of them, when they joined, they were under the impression that they would become citizens. Some of the veterans that I talked to, their recruiters actually told them that they would become U.S. citizens. When they got out of the service, we had one gentleman that's in the Warriors right now. He got in trouble, and he thought he was a citizen. He got out, he thought he was a citizen because he spent 9 years in the Marines. And he got into trouble, and that's when he found out he was not a citizen, and they were deporting him back to Vietnam. It's really a sad case, but, you know, once they sign up, you know, they kind of forget about it. You know, they just assume it. And the military, they should be trying to help them, you know. They know they're not citizens. They should be trying to get the paperwork started and everything to help them.
Tell me about your recent experience at the Juarez Bunker on May 31st, Memorial Day. The Las Cruces Sun News did a great article about the deported veterans. But I want to hear from you. What was your feeling? What did you feel about it?
I felt very, you know, it was a really a good feeling that they were, you know, knowing that they are getting some support. And I thank All Relations for doing that, for being a part of that, for talking to the city. I think that really helped. I think our deported veterans actually stepping up. One of them is from Las Cruces. I think that helps. So, but it made me feel that they are, you know, people are interested in what's happening to them, you know. And it was the day that they stood on the border in Juarez, and with all the American flag and all the other flags, and they saluted those flags, honoring the men and women that died for the United States. I think that really sent a strong message, and I think it made us all feel very proud of them, but we're very ashamed of the United States for them having to live over there. and live like that. You know, they are veterans. They fought for our country, and it's a very difficult situation.
Are there women that are being deported, and where are they going? Is it Juarez the only place that they're being deported to?
No, I believe they're being different places. I don't think we have the data for that. The biggest group of them, deported veterans, are in Tijuana. Tijuana is the largest, and I think Juarez might be the second. And there are women veterans that have been deported. There's a woman, a veteran in Juarez. Her and her husband went to Afghanistan, both in the military. Her husband was killed while they were in Afghanistan. She came back to the States. She got in trouble. She was deported. She has really shut down in Juarez. She won't communicate with anyone. She's really struggling. She's having a hard time. And the deported veterans, they're trying to reach out to her, but she is struggling so hard because of what happened to her. So there are women veterans out there.
2 years ago, National Public Radio, NPR, did a story on the deported veterans. Has anything been done since then with the government?
The government, there was some senators that tried to push a couple of bills through. Started in the House, I believe, in 2019. I don't think those ever passed. They didn't go anywhere. They couldn't get the support. But there were bills introduced to help the deported veterans. I think right now more people are becoming aware of these issues. I've talked to our Congress people from South Dakota. I've got to visit with them a couple weeks ago. They had no idea. They did not know anything. They said, this can't be happening. I said, it is. But these are congressmen that don't know anything about it. You know, they did not know. And they said, this is not right and this should not be happening. So hopefully something will happen with our Congress.
What does All Relations United try to do?
I think the biggest thing is bring awareness to the situations that the different veterans, the different problems that they're having. All Relations United is working with different veteran groups and trying to help the veterans with their benefits, get some things that they really need. One of the things on the Pine Ridge Reservation and deported veterans, there's some similarities there. Health benefits, things like that, that we are both have trouble getting. The deported veterans, they're in another nation. The reservation Indians, we're on a reservation, which is in a way is in another country also, you know. But we both have some similarities with our struggles. Health, getting proper health care is a problem. The deported veterans, they can't cross the border. The Indians on the reservation, we have trouble with transportation, where they have to travel maybe 150 miles to get health care. So we struggle there.
What can the community do to help?
I think the biggest thing is let other community members know, because people just don't know about this situation, you know. Spread the word. Talk to each other. Talk to your Congress people. Send them letters. Maybe get your city or you know, something like Las Cruces did, you know, a day honoring the deported veterans, you know. I know we're going to try to do that with our tribe. If our tribes in the Great Plains can all come up with resolutions to support the deported veterans, and we'll send this to our congressmen from our different states. Because you know, we have 3,600 veterans on our reservation alone, you know, and our people are struggling just like they are. So you see the similarity. The big thing is we're trying to support our brothers and sisters in their fight also. I know on Pine Ridge, All Relations, they're working hard to help our infrastructure. We have an old trailer house that belongs to the veterans. It needs siding, it needs a roof and all kinds of things like that. So we're just trying to get that fixed up so the veterans will have a place to go. Many of our veterans struggle at the end of the month with food. So we're hoping to start a food pantry where veterans at the end of the month, you know, they can come in and get some food for themselves or their family. We have a veteran shelter on the reservation for our homeless veterans. We're hoping that it would be great if we could get another shelter built for the men. But right now, everything is for the men. Our women veterans do not have a shelter. There's no place for them to go. And it's really sad. And the bad part of it is some of them have children. So it makes it harder. So we're really trying to figure out different ways that we might be able to help our women veterans through their struggles also. One of the things is we have so many of our veterans are homeless on a reservation. The veterans, they can't get a loan through the VA because this is tribal land, and the lending institutions will not give a loan on a land that they cannot repossess or anything. And this is tribal land. So this really hurts the Indian veterans of trying to get a home built.
And in closing, where can people find information?
You know, they have a bunker in Juarez that's on a Facebook, social media. I know the largest one in Tijuana, they also on Facebook. There's a number of articles. There's been a big article in the American Legion News this last month on the deported veterans. You know, I think you can get that on the internet or something. But it's people need to reach out and find those articles and the stories on our veterans and just to get more information.
One Facebook page story is on the Deported Veterans Support House, Juarez Bunker, and that's at DVSH Juarez. And they can find that on Facebook, but also on your website.
Right. Yeah, all relations website, too, where we are posting things on there, on the Deported Veterans, on the Mounted Guards, and on the Pine Ridge Reservation Veterans also.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on Puentes to bring awareness about the deported veterans, about the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation veterans, about the Montagnard Vietnam veterans as well. Co-director of All Relations United, Brian Brewer, an Oglala Lakota tribe member. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.